Welcome to Flawed and Free Podcast. This is the place where we save souls and set the captives free from spiritual bondage in deliverance and spiritual warfare. My name is Apostle Tina, and our mission is to help you win the warfare in your life by equipping you to sever spiritual strongholds, break generational curses, and find freedom from your now to your next. Join our community of freedom fighters through transparency to transformation in Christ Jesus. Make sure you go now, like, subscribe, and share. God bless.
Kineman shura bakata si anda makura banti kantante de bento kura basa. Iki de pasi ene man sara bakanti sule kata raba koto raba. Biana la ban sura kanti ala kasante kato soto kura ba. Bikete tapaka sala kata si ala kato so. Mikata bakantu shente de bento kura bantika. Nekete bento rimbanta kayele bakura mbata kandi ele kato. Rendi kata sala kato raba kantante tikete la ban si. Rendi de beko tora panta kataba santa katala banto kura basi. Rendi de banso rembanda la banso. Welcome to Flawed and Free. Rekatara la banso. Welcome to Tuesday night prayer with Tina. Rekatara baso rabasi ene de la banso rabaki ala banso ya. Rekatanda la bako rabasa anda la banso rakahiete panti. Rekato so rambanta la banso. Welcome, welcome, welcome. Rekatara baso de kataba. Easy to off already. I know I'm already came ready, all dripping. He kete patsu rabanta karabanto korabasi. Hello, Brandy, Ashley, Alexani, Rory, karabasa la kato rabasa. Use this time right now to tag and tell a friend. Dele ban korabanta karabaso. Rente de bako so rabanta la basa through digital evangelism. Dele ban korabanto shake. Subscribe, share this broadcast. Dele ban karabaso rabasi. Bring a friend. De katarabasa dele bako. Hi, Alana. Shanae Brown, hello. Hello, those of you on TikTok that are tuning in, Repair of the Breach. I got away. Roy Williams, Ashaki Boone, Keisha, good evening. Trust Jazz, yes, yes, Essence, Stephanie, get ready. The Lord is speaking. My God, we are getting ready to pray. Ekabanso rebanta, rikoto so rambamba kia rambanta to rabasi. If you have your prayer language, go ahead and let's start to pray. Begin to pray with me. Rekato rabakanto ribanta yedebansa, rikota sante paka yetepekato si, rikantanti alakoto rabasi. Nekepaso tiketepante kanti si elekato rebanta katatala banso. Rimbandala bansoya. Ricoto rabantia de bassa, ye de benco, rumbonto coranti catatala bansan, tocoto sieleca, rembantisian, catanto cota, riecanti shelecete repa, ye cantoti canada bantocoti a la cataia, ribotoco shantaca, bicantantanci sieleke, la catota tepa, ye kete pentaca, rid analambantosi. Ekanemi shanto kota tampa ye kete paka likoto te siente lanto te kata mana labanto tabasia rabasa he katambasa. Let's go saints. Ye kete bentoko rabasa. And the Lord has a word for the people of God today. And we're going to pray into this word. My God, I'm telling you, put your seatbelt on. Because, listen, we are getting ready to go for a ride. I'm giving people maybe another second or two to tag and tell a friend. Bring them in the name of Jesus. And we are going in. Welcome, welcome. Those of you that are new to this channel, those of you that are new to this ministry, welcome. Breakthrough is your portion by God. We are partnering in prayer today together in corporate prayer. And the Lord has a word for the saints of God. I'm so excited to share this word with you as we press into prayer and cover it and seal it in the blood of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. So if you have your prayer language, your heavenly language, begin to pray with me as we partner with him. We are ready, God. Lord, we are here. We lay down our lives. We lay down our minds. We lay down the worries, the woes, and the wiles of the day. My God, in the name of Jesus. And we posture and we prepare and we position our hearts, our minds, our bodies, our souls, our spirits, oh God, to align. To receive your precious glory, your revelation, your gifts, activation, wisdom. Hallelujah, hallelujah. We give you glory, God. Woo, I'm so excited. Some of y'all gonna get free tonight, just in tonight's prayer. Some of y'all are gonna get free tonight. You might have thought you would just come in to just lay your head low and just speak a word to God, but God has a word for you. It is a word for you. And I'm telling you tonight, there's going to be an activation taking place. The Holy Spirit, when I woke up this day, this morning, I pray all the time. I pray all day. I pray. That's what we do. That's what I do. That's my life. That's what we do. Okay. Now I come to Tuesday night prayer, not only because it's the Lord's mandate for myself, for this ministry. We are a house of prayer, but also to help set the captives free in the name of Jesus. And so I don't come just to pray for my own vanity, right? Just to come and show up here just for likes, for views, for comments, for engagement. That doesn't, though those things help, they support, they contribute to the work and the word of God that's being released into the earth. Yes, they do. They do carry a purpose and an assignment. However, my prayer life is very strong. I am here for you. God is here for you. And so every week, anytime I come before the people of God, anytime God allows me to utilize my mouth and my members for his glory, I move out of his way and I allow and I give him access to me completely and totally for him to speak, for him to move, for him to do that in which he desires. So when I woke up this morning, sometimes I have a plan. Sometimes he gives me a plan for the month like he did last month. If you missed last month's prayers, please go back and catch up on those as led. We were covering the mind and the warfare of the mind the entire month of May. And why were we doing that? Well, the Lord gave me a mandate to do so, but he wanted to have an encounter with the people of God that were partnering in prayer to exchange his mind for the mind of Satan. For the enemy has allowed, a lot of us have allowed Satan to take rest, to take rule, and to reign in our minds. And so God said, listen, help me, help my sons and my daughters so that they can receive my mind. And so we are moving forward today in something that the Lord has put upon my heart this afternoon. And I did not know this is what we will be praying into tonight. But tonight's prayer will be around setting your sights. Somebody type that in the chat. Hello, Apostle Jimmy. How are you? Miss Sandy, Crystal, make sure you're tagging a friend, bringing them in because we're preparing to go in right now. Tonight, I need you to hear me. Set your sights. I'm going to say it again. Set your sights. Set your sights, my God. Woo, this is so good. One of my sisters in Christ, if she's here, somebody tag her. If not, maybe she'll come in or drop by if she sees me live. But nonetheless, Prophetess Anisha Faber, nonetheless, her and I had some correspondence on Facebook today, and she had posted something regarding a post or something that was kind of like one of those poll type posts. My God. It was a poll type post. And in this post, you had to pick one thing. I did not know this is what we'd be talking about tonight, but the Lord revealed it all the more around 4:30 this afternoon. The depth he wants me to take our community to, the Freedom Fighter to tonight, so that your eyes can be activated. Your sight in the spirit can be activated. So this is not a day that you want to miss in prayer today, because it's going to help catapult you from your place in which you are in now into your next. So yes, set your sights. Hello, Mother Vanessa. My God, how are you? Glory be to God. So tonight, listen, Linda, listen, I need to make sure, well, really, you don't need to turn your TVs up or your phones up, because I'm loud. If you don't know by now, if you're new here, I'm loud. Sometimes you got to turn me down, because I be turned up. I be turned up on the devil, and I be turned up on Jesus, and I get stirred up in the spirit. So as we proceed tonight in prayer, you might have to turn your TV down as we begin to go forth in prayer. But nonetheless, this poll, I'm telling you, Prophetess Anisha, and it caught my attention today, because I'm gonna do this with you guys. We're gonna do this together. We're going to engage and interact with one another, because that's what I like to do when I go live. I don't like just talking to myself. I want y'all to talk back to your girl. Okay, talk back to me. So the poll is, oh yeah, oh, do you have the poll? My God, my producer is telling me she has the poll right here. Yes. You guys are so amazing. I had to share it with my team earlier, because the Lord had begun to speak to me about this, and Prophetess commented on it. And I'm telling you, the Lord moved, and we began to move in the might of God. And there was like a little mini sermon going on online. But the question was, go ahead, you can put it back up just for a second. I'm going to read it to them. I want you guys to comment in the chat as we prepare to pray. I want you to comment in the chat. The question was, you could only pick one. Okay. You could only pick one. Would you rather have 5 million followers? Would you rather have $5 million in cash? Or would you rather have $6,000 given to you per week? So you can go ahead and put that down. So it's 5 million followers. Thank you so much. Thank you, Janelle. Appreciate you so very much. So that's the poll. It's A, B, or C. Type in the chat, A, B, or C. Would you rather have 5 million followers? Would you rather have $5 million in cash? Or would you rather have $6,000 a week? So you can actually type it in, or you could type A, B, or C. A, B, or C. So as I was thinking about it, let me give you guys a second. I see Dwayne over here on TikTok. He's saying 6K. I see a bunch of people choosing 6K a week. C. I see somebody typing B. I see a lot of C's over here. A lot of C's. Okay. I see a B. Keisha. Keisha's coming through with B. I see Morning Praise says A. Morning Praise says A. Yes, 5 million seeds. Come on, Brandy. Brandy said 5 million followers. That's 5 million seeds I'm going to be planting. I love it. Keep them coming, y'all. Keep them coming. Only because I'm curious to see what the saints got to say and what your perspective is. What is your perspective on this? Okay. What say you? And then we're going to go forth in prayer to see what thus saith the Lord, because that's really more important than our own opinion, right? Maybe some of you will keep your opinion. Maybe some of you will change your opinion. Nonetheless, I got a word for you tonight, and we're going to seal it by the Spirit in Jesus' mighty name. So I actually chose A. You want to know what I chose? I chose A. I actually agreed with Prophetess Anisha. And one of the rationales for me agreeing with her and choosing A, which is 5 million followers, and surprisingly, that's not something I would normally choose because I'm really not about likes, views, followers, none of that. I'm all excited. I'm more about doing the work of the Lord. But how many of you are on here that are marketplace entrepreneurs? I actually have a dual grace in ministry and the marketplace. So I have a function as an apostle in the area of ministry and in the area of the marketplace. Marketplace not just meaning business. I have an evangelistic lean to my prophetic movement and to my assignment in the earth. I am a deliverance minister. I administer through the ministry of deliverance, the demonstration of God's miracle signs and wonders, and all that God will have me to do in partnership with him for the people of God, who are you guys, all of you, for you belong to him, not me. And so it is only by the power and the strength, the glory of God, that I'm able to move and to have my being in him. Glory be to God. Now, so for me, it's all about him. It's all about him. And I know for you guys, it's all about you. But I might be tapping into some of you marketplace entrepreneurs. Raise your hand high. Type in the chat. Raise your hand. If you are one, God's calling you to build a business. God's calling you to begin to speak into the atmosphere. Maybe he's calling you to write a book or books, or maybe you've already become an author, written some books. Maybe you were called to start a podcast. Maybe you were called, right, to start a church, to plant a church, to plant a ministry. Maybe you are a kingdom financier. Maybe God has positioned you in a place somewhere in the marketplace to advance the kingdom of God. If that be you, say, me, 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 it's me, oh Lord, standing in the need of prayer. That's what we're here for, right? Standing in the need of prayer. That's old school. You got to be a little, you got to have a little season on you to understand and know what that was. That was Sunday school. It's me, it's me, it's me, oh Lord, standing in the need of prayer, my God. So we're going to pray it through tonight. If you can hold on and hold on here with me, y'all know I could be a bit long-winded. Blessings, Jimmy. I see you on TikTok and all of you that are over there. But hang in there with me, saints, because the Lord said tonight to set your sights. I'm like, woo, hallelujah. How are we praying into this, Holy Ghost? How are we going to pray into this? He said, set your sights. Tell the saints to set your sights. Type it again in the chat. We're going to press forward. Now that I know what some of you are thinking and how who's in the audience here, I see some marketplace. I see some people that are commissioned for the government of God in the area of the marketplace and building business. But let's go. Listen, Crystal said, you got me dancing and singing. Yes, it's me. It's me. It's me. Oh, Lord. Come on. Listen, we'll never forget it. Moving forward. So I chose A, and one of the things that Aisha spoke to, which I actually agreed with, right? I actually agreed. I'm like, yes, sis, you're right. Cause this is very important. The thing the Lord told me was this. I chose A, she chose A, and she actually gave an example as to why she chose A. So she said, listen, you know, if you have 5 million followers, she said she's a girl about numbers. I ain't the biggest number girl. However, if you really look at the numbers, well, it's one thing for someone to give you wealth, for God to give you wealth in an area. And it's another way for God to show you how to create wealth. And so creating wealth and God giving you the wisdom to create wealth will actually take you much further than someone just giving you something that you can either A, wander or lose or be stolen or whatever, right? However you look at it. And so getting the wisdom of God is very important as kingdompreneurs and all of y'all that are out there called, whether you're called to the ministry or called to the marketplace. When I hear 5 million followers, I'm not looking for the blue check, okay? I'm looking at 5 million souls. So when I'm looking at those that God is calling us to gather in this season as a dually graced apostle in the ministry and the marketplace, when I see 5 million faces, I'm thinking influence. influence. Come on, I Want a Puppy Dog. You are in the vein with me. We are talking about influence. And so the Lord began to share with me as I agreed with my beautiful sister of God. If she happens to come on here or somebody tags her, please do. I would love her to be a part of tonight, but no worries. She said, if you choose 10% of truly engaged followers, these are active, engaged followers, and you were to offer a $27 product, and 10% of the 5 million were to purchase this $27 product, you will have actually have made $13.5 million. Count it up in the name of Jesus. $13.5 million on one product. Okay. So we're not talking about two products, three products, four products, or even a lifetime of building, as God has called many of us to build something in this season. It might be building your character. It might be building your family. It might be building your bank account. Like, I don't know. But as you pray and go before the Holy Spirit, I want you to sincerely ask him. I got some hard and some tough questions for you tonight, because we're going to come together and pray that thing through. Do you hear me? But the Lord was saying to me that influence has actually a greater impact over the nation, over the kingdom of God, than even above authority. He said influence actually has a greater impact on the nation, on the things I've called you to, than even your authority. And so if you are able to influence, the biggest influencer we saw from scripture was Jesus. So many others, Paul, there's so many others that were used, right? That God literally used. But the power of influence is very, very, very powerful. This is why we see the entire world so demonized. This is why we see the entire world on TikTok. Right? This is why we see, and I love y'all from TikTok. I ain't saying nothing about my folks from TikTok. I love you, Rose. Thank you for coming on tonight. But some of us, because we're following trends, we're following what's popular. We're adjusting our sights on our atmosphere, what's around us, what's before us. And so we need to learn how to set our sights in the right place. And so influence actually can move in places that even your authority cannot. And so would you rather just have the followers, or would you rather have the influence of those followers going into their respective places and spaces and being able to build right in the places that God is sending them? 5 million cash, that was answer number B. Will that take you far? Maybe not. Because I just explained to you that one $27 product, as Aynisha gave example to, right, for one product for just 10% of 5 million. Somebody calculate what 10% is of 5 million and post it in the chat if you're a numbers person and that's what you want to do. But nonetheless, 5 million, we throw that out the window. 6K, yes, maybe. And maybe you have another rationale for choosing the 6K a week, but it actually puts a limit. It puts a cap. Right? It puts a cap, and we don't ever limit God, right? Even as we pray, come on, 500,000. I actually had that number in my head. But so Vernon said 500,000. So just 500,000 of 5 million people, okay, that would be actively engaged in purchasing one small $27 product would have actually brought you $13.5 million. And so it's about your perspective. It's about how you're looking at things, and it's about how you see things. One of the first things that God will come for in your life will be your sight, your spiritual senses. And if you follow me for any length of time, I've spoken to, I've prayed into, and we've talked about the importance of your five senses and spiritual sensitivity. And so as we move forward, I want to pull up Genesis chapter 13, 14 through 17. So as we just explained, my God, glory to God, Lord, speak, Holy Ghost, speak. as Prophetess Anisha spoke to, referencing, right, influence in the area of this place, in the marketplace, we see she said something that hit my soul, hit me so hard. She said, the eyes are the new currency. I said, woohoo, you better know. When we're moving in the kingdom, we don't count dollars and cents. We don't count coins and dollars, right? Because we are and have received a righteous inheritance in heaven. So because we receive this righteous inheritance in heaven, we have to understand kingdom currency and how to tap into kingdom currency. And one of the ways, one of the ways that we can begin to move, to receive, and to manifest is through your sight. Tonight, we're talking about your sight in the spirit. Tonight, we're talking about how to manifest what's in heaven, how to pull what's in heaven down into the earth, and we manifest God's glory. We manifest the resources, the riches, and the rewards of heaven, right, through prayer as we partner with the Holy Spirit. So in Genesis, the Lord showed me as I responded to my sister online, and the Lord began to speak. And this is what the Lord said to me as I shared with my team this afternoon. He took me to Genesis chapter 13. Verse 14 through 17. And I'm going to read that aloud to you. As we start in verse 14, stay with me. If you're still with me, say, I'm still with you, Apostle. I'm still here. In the chat, type, I'm still here. I hope I ain't lost y'all because I'm taking y'all somewhere. And then we're going to pray. We're going to seal this activation in the spirit tonight. So hold on. Chapter 14, y'all know I'm coming with the word, by the word, in Jesus' name. So verse 14 in Genesis 13, it says, the Lord said to Abram, after Lot had parted from him, look around from where you are, to the north and south, to the east and west. Verse 15 says, all the land that you see, I will give to you and your offspring forever. Verse 16, I will make your offspring like the dust of the earth, so that if anyone could count the dust of the earth, if anyone could count the dust, then your offspring could be counted. Verse 17, go walk through the length and breadth of the land, for I am giving it to you. Don't take this scripture down because I want to point something out. My God. Are y'all picking up what I am putting down? Are y'all picking up? This is the word, y'all. This is what God said. We see here in verse 14, when the Lord's speaking to Abraham, he said, look around from where you are. Look to the north, look to the south, look to the east, look to the west. My God, he said, all the land that you see, that's the key. He said, all that you see, I will give. So we see a preface. We see a precedence. My God, we see an order. We see an ordinance. We see a divine order that God said, all that you see, I will give. So that lets us know that whatever we see, right, we're waiting on God to unzip the ceiling, drop $1 million. God said, I'm gonna be a millionaire. God said that I'm gonna inhabit the land. God said, I'm gonna possess the land. God said that I'm gonna be a mighty, powerful prophet. God said. But what do you see? I need you to hear me. God said, what do you see? He said, for as you see, I will give. And not only will I give to you, listen to this covenant. Listen. He said, I will give your offsprings, not for now, not a little, not later. He said, forever. Come on, forever. So for those of you that are called to be bloodline breakers, for those that are called to be those generational curse breakers for your family, right? For those that are called to be millionaires in the marketplace, for those that are called to fulfill the commission and the mandate of God upon your life, I need you to hear me by the word of the living God. God has said, for as far as you can see, I will make your offspring like the dust of the earth, that so that if anyone could count the dust, then your offspring could be counted. So there's an infinite measure. There's an infinite number, right? So we could cap God at 6K a week. We could cap God at 5 million. But what more can you do with the sight? My God. So the Lord speaks. The Lord is speaking, and he's saying, God told him, he said, look as far as you can see. He's talking about his spiritual eyes. He's talking about his spiritual eyes. And God gave Abram in accordance to what his sight could see. And so when I told you at the start of tonight's prayer, in preparation for prayer, we're going to get to that, but I'm setting the foundation because I need you to understand what we're praying for tonight. I need you to understand the portals that are going to open tonight. I need you to understand the activation that's taking place so that God can open your spiritual eyes tonight. And that's what we're going to do. We are coming here tonight to seal by the Spirit for your eyes to be open. In the name of Jesus, you can take that scripture down for now. We'll move into the next one here pretty soon. I need you to hear what I'm saying to you. So visibility, your visibility is going to be imperative. Your vision, your visibility is the precursor. Your visibility is the precedent. The visibility is what God will need in order to release the provision, pro meaning before. So when God gives you a vision, he gives you the provision. This is why when we see visions, when we have dreams and they are bigger than our imaginations, they're bigger than anything we can do, say, think, or imagine. God said that he would bless us above anything that we could think, see, and or imagine. This is why it is important, listen to me, to cast down every vain imagination. Because what you imagine, what you can sense, what you can see in the spirit will either help you in meeting and reaching and beating and exceeding the destiny that God's predestined for you, or it will hinder you because you can only see in a limited capacity. So tonight, I'm going to ask you some tough questions as we pray through tonight. I'm going to ask you some questions tonight about your sight, and I'm going to activate you tonight. We're going to activate you in prayer tonight to open your eyes in the realm of the spirit. And so the Lord told me this afternoon in preparation for prayer tonight that visibility, your vision, is the precursor for the provision, and the provision is him going ahead of you to meet every need, to bring every resource, to bring every reward of heaven that is needed to manifest the vision. So there is an order. There is a precedence. There is a ordinance. There is a plan. God told Abram, as far as you can see, from the north, the south, the east, the west, he said, look around you. Look where you are. For as far as you can see, I will give it to you. My God, that should encourage somebody today. Put some fire emojis. I feel the fire of God on me. I'm hot. I'm sweaty already. I'm already bunning up. I'm bunning up in these spiritual streets. I feel the fire of God in my mouth and in this word as we begin to pray and proceed in prayer. But I got to finish giving these scriptures and laying the foundation for you so that you can earnestly and fervently pray through what the Lord is saying tonight to receive your activation. So I want you to ask yourself, put the fire. I see the fire emojis coming in. I see them coming. I see them coming. Ask yourself, what are you looking at? Just as the Lord told Abram, he said, look from where you are. Look from where you are. I want you to now look right now in the very place and space that you are. I want you to look earnestly, fervently, honestly, with full transparency. And I want you to look where you are. And the Lord is saying, what do you see? What do you see, daughter? What do you see, son? What do you see? Look as far as you can in your mind, as far as you can with your spiritual eyes, as far as you can, and look to the north, look to the south, look to the east. Look, what do you see? Put that in the chat for those that might not remember what I'm saying, because I'm saying a lot. I'm putting a lot down. Y'all might have to go back and rewatch this. But nonetheless, the Lord is saying, what do you see? Because for as far as you see, for as much as you see, I will give it to you. And the same covenant he made with Abraham is the same covenant he has made with you, because we are descendants of Abraham. So understand that the same covenant that was made with him is the same one that we are walking in right now to this day. My God, glory be to God. So as you're asking yourself that question, maybe write it down, maybe put it in your journal tonight when you're seeking and sitting with God tonight, but ask yourself, say, Lord, what do I see? Lord, what do I see? And I want you to really sit with him, and I want you to begin to really speak and declare what you see. So the Lord says, he tells me, he said, I am El Rohi. A-E-L-O-R-I. I am El Rohi. I am the God who sees. So for those of you that said, I don't see, I'm not a seer in the spirit, I don't understand the prophetic, I can't see angels and cars and I can't stop saying what you can't. Everybody sees differently. Everybody does not see the same. People see differently in the spirit. Some people physically see and are actually seers, prophetic seers. But what you want to do is not see with your own sight, because your own sight is limited. Okay. For me, sis got an astigmatism. So I rebuke that in the name of Jesus. They said I got an astigmatism. And so until I'm fully healed from my astigmatism, I have to move not only by faith, but by sight. But I can't get in my car moving by faith. I need some correction. I need some corrective lenses. I need some contacts, okay? So that I can see clearly what I need to see to make moves. The same is so as the spirit of God is moving in you, your natural sight will be limited. Even if you think you got 20/20 vision, okay? I don't need glasses. I don't need this. I don't need that. Understand and know that you need the sight of the Lord, because his sight goes beyond yours. So you will never be able to see enough, know enough, have enough, be enough when it comes to fulfilling the mandate upon your life if you are looking and through the lens of what you can see. Because God's sight is so much greater, is so much bigger. And so the Lord said, I am the God. I am the God. I am the God who sees. So it doesn't matter if you got a -5 prescription, a -8, a -10, a double stigmatism, if you got bifocals or trifocals, try Jesus. And I guarantee you that your sight and what you can sense and what you can see, that you will receive and manifest even more than what you ever thought or imagined. Our God said, listen, I'm El Rohi. Listen, I'm that dude. You understand, baby? You can't see. I can see. Why? Because I'm the all-knowing God. Why? Because I'm the almighty God. Why? Because I'm the God who sees. Call on the God who sees. Tonight when we pray, I want this to be, this ain't just about him seeing you. God has gone beyond, even all the way back to the Old Testament, to Abram. And even as a descendant of Abraham, he was thinking about you, Tay Love. He was thinking about you, Ashley G. He was thinking about you, Veronica Alexander. He was thinking about you, Sierra Clark. He was thinking about you, Alexis Dominique. He was thinking about you, Keisha. He was thinking about you, Morning Praise. When he established the covenant with Abram, he said, forever. Woo! So guess what we're tapping in today? We are tapping into this covenantal blessing that was released to Abram, that we have received just by who we are in the name of Jesus as children of God tonight. We're going to seal this thing in the spirit. You hear me? You heard? Today, we're going to activate. That's what we do. That's what apostles and that's what we're here to do. We're here to activate your sight. in the realm of the spirit. So if you didn't know, I didn't even know that's what we was coming here for tonight. But the Holy Ghost knew, and he put me on assignment. So she, meaning me, is here. Okay, let's go. So as we are moving forward in preparing the prayer for tonight, the Lord said, where are your sights set? Where are your sights set? Woo, he took me into another place. I said, my God, where are you going with this? What are we doing with this? Remember, the title of tonight was set your sights. So the Lord said, where are your sights set? I said, where are my sights set? So I'm asking you, men and women of God, men and women of God on TikTok, those of you that are still watching that made it and ain't stopped watching because I ain't praying yet. We praying this thing through. But for those that are asking themselves, truly ask yourself this question along with the other questions I've asked already. Hope you're taking notes. He said, where are your sights set? And so the Lord said that we should have our sights set on the throne. We should have our sights set on the throne, not the enemy, not your problem, not your situation, not what they did to you, not what they said about you, not who wronged you, not who lied on you, not who betrayed you, not who disappointed you, because your sights are too low. I'm here to tell you, if you're still focusing on what they did when you was 3, 5, 10, 12, 29, 39, 89, whatever age you are, whatever the situation is, your sights are too low. This is why you're not going to ascend. This is why you're not going to get delivered. This is why you're struggling in some areas, because your sights are too low. They too low. So I'm going to teach you, show you, and we're going to pray into how to fix that tonight. Who wants to fix their sights in the spirit? Who wants to fix their sight? Who want 2020 vision in the realm of the spirit? Who want it? If you don't want it, go ahead and log off now, because we ain't done. Okay, so we probably going to go over a little bit tonight, but we're not done. We're going to set some decrees, some declarations. We're going to do an activation. I'm going to send us on up the road. But understand that the Lord said, and he's asking you, where are your sights set? If your sights are not set, if your sights are not set upon the throne, then your sight is set too low. For those that don't know what I mean when I say this, I'm going to read another scripture. We're going to come out of Matthew chapter 6, verse 22 through 23. I got some scriptures here that I'm going to prove it to you. My God. We are talking about sight. We're talking about sight, and we're talking about how to set our sights. We pivoted, we shifted, and we have moved. Follow me as I follow him in the name of Jesus. Matthew chapter 6, verse 22 through 23. It says, the eye, see, I feel this in my spirit. The eye is the lamp of the body. If your eyes are healthy, your whole body will be full of light. But if your eyes are unhealthy, your whole body will be full of darkness. If then the light within you is darkness, how great is that darkness? Take that back to the Holy Spirit for yourself. See if he gives you even more revelation. But in accordance to Matthew chapter 6, you can pull it back up for a second. I want to show you something. And one of the things that I wanted to show you that's a key, and the key to receiving your sight in the spirit. Not only do you need to set your sight on the throne, but faith is actually the key to seeing in the spirit. Hear me. Type in the chat, faith. For your eye is the lamp to your entire body. Your eye. So this means your eyes are what you use to see. Am I right or am I wrong, saints? Are your eyes what you use? This is why we have to guard our eye gates. This is why we have to guard our ear gates. Because what you see, what you're looking at, what you ingest, what you digest, what you see will affect everything concerning your life. Everything. So in this verse in Matthew chapter 6, it says the eye is the lamp. The eye is the lamp of the body. So if your eyes are healthy, you'll be healthy. You'll be full of light. And if your eyes are unhealthy, you'll be full of darkness. Hey, Freedom Fighters, it's Tina, your host from Flawed and Free Podcast. Are you experiencing spiritual attacks in your dreams? Do you have questions about spiritual warfare and deliverance? Or are you just seeking Holy Spirit-led advice and wise counsel? I have great news for you. We are now offering one-to-one consultations to set you on the right path to purpose. Why struggle alone in your own thoughts when we together are a part of the body of Christ? Therefore, we must help one another. So as one of his servants, it would be a pleasure to support you on your journey from your now to your next. Go today, do not delay, and book your consultation with me. You can go to theflawedandfree.com, or I will put the link in the episode description of this podcast, and you can go there and book your session with me. God bless. And so you will only be able to expend what's within. You will only be able to expend what's within. So if you're full of darkness, nothing but darkness is coming out. Nothing but negativity is not coming out. Nothing but doubt is coming out. Nothing but curses is coming out. Nothing you can use for the body, for the kingdom, can be used by God if your body is full of darkness. And the way in which those entrances can come is by paying attention to your eyes. What do you see? What can you see? And what are you doing with your eyesight? Glory be to God. Let's move on. Let's move on. As the Lord says, where are your sights set? He said, I need you to tell the saints of God to keep their sights on the throne. But not only that, to ask themselves, as you're journaling tonight and as you're sitting with the Holy Spirit before you go to bed, he said to ask God how he sees you. Some of us get so self-centered and so narcissistic with the things that we present and we position and posture ourselves before God. It's me, 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 me. And we never even once consider and or think, are we living a life that's pleasing to God? Are we living a life that's honorable to God? Are we living a life? Are we living a life that's so self-righteous and so focused on our own deliverance, on our own healing, on our own, you know, blessings and breakthrough? Are we looking more at who, what we need, what we want, but are we really truly living and working for the Lord? Is that really what we're doing, or are we got a little mixture happening up in there? We got a little mixture happening. If that's you, repent. It's all right. Repent and ask the Lord to forgive you in Jesus' name, and it is so, and it is done. Let's go forth into sight. We're still talking about sight and seeing, but I told you that faith is the key to see. Faith, if somebody will type from the ministry, from Flawed and Free, faith is the key to see. I need you to hear. I need you to understand. I need you to put that in your pocketbook. Put it in your journal, put it in your iPad, because this, I'm getting ready. I'm giving you the key. I'm giving you the key next to prayer as we pray tonight. The key is faith. Faith is the key to see. You want to expand your prayer life? You want to see angels and supernatural activity? You want to experience the supernatural? You want to move in the manifestation of God? You want to pull the kingdom of heaven down? You are going to have to move in faith. You ain't going to see nothing unless you start to walk in faith in Jesus' name. So 2 Corinthians, I don't know if I even put the whole scripture. Nonetheless, it says, everybody knows it. We live by faith and not by sight. I don't know a person in the world that don't know it. We live by faith and not by sight. We live by faith and not by sight. We walk by faith and not by sight. So the Lord has already told us that sight is not enough to be able to walk in these spiritual streets. It might get you up the road. It might get you to the grocery store. It might get you to your job. It might get you to visit your friends and family, but it ain't gonna take you nowhere in the spirit. Understand this, 5 and 7. Yeah, 5 and 7. I was so excited typing this stuff down. I was, the scriptures was coming. I was typing them. 2 Corinthians 5 and 7. We all know it. We live by faith and not by sight. So I just told you that faith is the key to seeing in the spirit. So tonight we're going to yoke our faith. We are yoking our faith with each other. We are yoking our faith together in prayer because we are preparing and positioning our hearts, our movement, our minds to be able to see in the spirit. You guys tonight are going to walk away from this prayer. Tag somebody, share this broadcast so they don't miss it. If you know somebody that's struggling with sight, someone struggling to see in the spirit, someone that's struggling with their walk with God, listen, tag them in and send them into this broadcast because I want them to be a part of this prayer tonight. I want them to receive and be activated tonight. And so the Lord began to continue to show me what sights are. Now, I'm moving spiritual warfare. The Lord has given me lots of military strategies and tactics and all of the things. So today he wanted to talk to me about sights, S-I-G-H-T-S. I didn't know there were so many different types of sights. I found out today there's sights. Today we're praying into setting your sights. I told you, you set your sights on the throne. I also gave you another key. I told you faith is the key. Faith is the key to the supernatural. Faith is the key to see in the spirit. If you want to see, you have to move in faith. You have to walk in faith. Now I'm going to say something to you about setting your sights because that's what we're doing tonight. So the Lord said to me, he said, there are sights on a rifle and the sights on a rifle are to be, you have to position yourself first to be precise and hit your target. And so I'm getting ready to give you another key to setting your sights in the realm of the spirit. You must position yourself. If you've ever watch any military movie or you've been in the military yourself, maybe you know somebody who's a Navy SEAL or maybe know a Marine or somebody in the Army that has served, and you watched enough battle movies, you watched enough snipers on TV, and you've seen them. One of the things that you've noticed, if you haven't noticed, that when a sniper gets prepared to hit their target, they position themselves. They get still and they position themselves. So the Lord was telling me that even the sights on a rifle, he said, I'm giving the children of God, I'm giving my sons and my daughters tonight. He's giving y'all some new weapons. Receive your new weapons tonight because they coming. For those that make it to the prayer, we're going to push through and you're going to receive some new weapons and God is going to give you some new sights in the spirit. Yeah, listen, y'all didn't know y'all was coming to get a weapon tonight, did you? Baby, y'all coming to get some AR-15s and some military style weapons that God has given you, baby. This is something that Russia, China, nobody else can do nothing with. When you get these weapons tonight, they are going to help you with the spiritual warfare that is coming for your life. Listen, the Lord said, tell my daughters, tell them to get in position. He said, tell them to posture their hearts and to get in position. Come on, spiritual snipers. Who are my spiritual snipers? Who am I talking to? We're setting our sights tonight. Why are we setting our sights? Because we don't want to pray amiss. Come on, y'all. We're not just praying for chains and cars and clothes and stuff that ain't going to get us nowhere in life. Listen, the Lord said, I am going to teach you. I'm not only going to give you the weapons of warfare, but how to strategically set your sights in the realm of the spirit so that you're not praying amiss, that you are able to hit your target quickly, swiftly, get in and get out. My God, stealthily in the name of Jesus. So the Lord is saying, but to hit your target, you got to be positioned and precise. And so he's giving you some new sights for some weapons tonight. Now, sights are used, if you don't know, even as we are setting our sights in prayer. And even as we're going forth and activating, I see you, I see you. I see some people that are hungry on here. If you hungry, who wants their weapon? The Lord's passing out weapons tonight. The Lord, he is passing out weapons and he is placing new sights on these weapons. So by faith tonight, we're going to receive the weapon. God's going to release some new weapons in your life so that you can pray and not be praying amiss, so that you can set your sights and hit the target. Do you hear me? I hear you. I hear you, Cheyenne. She says, I want my weapon and my new sights. I know I want my weapon and my new sights. Let's go. Let's get it in the name of Jesus. So the Lord said sights are used by hunters. They're used by sports shooters. They're used by the military. They're used by law enforcement. So we are here to enforce tonight the government of God. As ambassadors of heaven, we are going to yield and wield our weapons tonight against the enemy in prayer. And we're going to move in faith. And tonight we're going to yoke our faith with the kingdom of heaven. And we're going to set our sights on the target so that we can take Satan out with one snipe, one bullet, one time, really quickly, in the name of Jesus. So it's most important before any sniper sets their sights that they're in the position so that they can properly see. Not only are they in position, but it's positioning them to be precise to hit their target. Now, we're going to pray tonight into the different type of sights. We're going to pray into some different type of sights. I'm going to give you one more scripture, Mark 10, verse 52, and I'm going to give you some new sights. These are the list of sights. Who want them? Iron sights, red dot sights, telescopic sights, sighting technology, optical sights, night vision devices, laser sights, front sights, rear sights. Who want it? I want them all. If you want it and you believe by faith that God is going to release and receive and give you these sights, say it's me. It's me. It's me, oh Lord. I want my weapon. I want my sights. Come on, come on, come on, come on, come on. Mark chapter 10. Thank you. Thank you so much. Verse 52. Go. Hear me, saints. Go, said Jesus. Some of y'all getting stirred right now. I see the angels being loose as I say go. Go in Jesus' name. They're carrying weapons. I see them now. Go, said Jesus. Your faith has healed you. Immediately he received his sight and followed Jesus along the road. In this, read the scriptures before that. Read the scriptures after that. Do that on your own time, but it's time to pray. But the Lord gave a command to go, right? The command was given to go. And because of his faith, he was healed. So it wasn't because he believed or that, even though you should believe, but it wasn't because of any other reason, but faith preceded him. Faith preceded him in the name of Jesus. So God said, go. God said, go. So God's saying, go. Go build a business. Go start the podcast. Go write the book. Go. Go in the name of Jesus. 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 Elebantoko rabasandoloboso. Rebantankanti elebanso. Rebanilebanso. Let's go. Ekatanti elebansaya. Rebato katanti elebanso. Rimbandelebansia. Rekatanti elebanto. Go in the name of Jesus. Lenda anamanso. Rikoko tuti shente elebanso. Go in the name of Jesus. Go in the name of Jesus. Go in the name of Jesus. Pray in your heavenly language. For those that see, you can type in the chat. chat if you're seeing things in the spirit. Go ahead and type. Go in the name of Jesus. I already see the angels being dispatched. Every time I say go, every time I say go, every time I say go. Father God, I see a woman of God on TikTok. She said she sees grenades. Father God, we receive by faith. For your word says to where we walk by faith and not by sight. So we walk by faith this day in the name of Jesus, and we place our sights on you, O God. We place our sights on the throne. Release the weapons. Release the weapons. And I decree and declare, I want you now as a prophetic act. I'm going to take my oil. Lord, loose your oil from the throne. Loose your oil from the throne of grace. Go into every house. For every listener, for every follower, for every watcher, for everyone that will watch the replay, in the name of Jesus, the Lord is going to touch you. The Holy Spirit is going to touch you. As a prophetic act, I place the oil upon my hands, and I want you to take your hands and I want you to cover your eyes just like this. I want you to lay hands. You're not covering, you're laying hands. Lord, I activate. Spiritual sight. Open. In the name of Jesus. Open the sight in the spirit, oh God. Those that are called to be seers, may they have dreams and visions like never before. Lord, loose your angels to activate their sight in the name of Jesus. Activate. Open. In the name of Jesus. Open the spiritual eyes right now in the name of Jesus. We thank you, Father, for the spiritual eyes being open. We thank you, Father, for the new sight that is taking place. Even now, the spiritual sight. Father, I loose the different types of sights for every weapon that is being released now in the realm of the spirit. Receive your weapons and your sights. Father, I loose the iron sights in the name of Jesus. I loose the red dot sights in the name of Jesus. I loose the telescopic sights in the name of Jesus. I loose all technologies, devices in the name of Jesus. All sighting technology in the name of Jesus. I loose right now all optical sights in the name of Jesus. I loose night vision and sights at night to be able to see in where it is dark in the kingdom of darkness as you send and place your intercessors on the wall in the name of Jesus, in the midnight hour, in their midnight watches, in the wee hours of the morning, in the name of Jesus. Father God, I loose the weapons of warfare. I loose the weapons in the name of Jesus that you have given us this day to receive and to move and to set our sights and to hit the target with one shot in the name of Jesus. Father God, I release and I loose new sights and night vision in the name of Jesus. I loose laser sights and all laser technologies in the name of Jesus. Cheyenne, you see scepters. Yes, come on, scepters. Come on, authority. I see the children of God. I see, you see, Rose says she sees new armor. My God, the Lord is releasing new armor. Come on, come through, God. New armor. Receive your new armor tonight. Receive your scepters in the realm of the spirit. The scepters are representative of authority. My God, in the name of Jesus. She said, I see special ops unit coming with directions. Some of you are called to some special ops unit. Some of you are called to some Navy SEAL combative units. And the Lord is loosing even angelic units. Cheyenne says she sees a big sword in the realm of the spirit. Glory be to God. Receive it by faith. Move in it by faith. So Cheyenne says she sees the changing of guards. She sees the changing of guards. She sees the changing of guards. In the name of Jesus. Essence says she sees panoramic sights. Someone says they see hell. But we know that the gates of hell will not prevail against the men and women of God tonight. We loose the fire from heaven to consume every demonic spirit and every watching spirit and every demonic gatekeeping spirit and every spirit that would try to gather collect intel. I bind every spirit that will come to cause vengeance, retaliation, and espionage. In the name of Jesus, I shut down your surveillance devices. I shut down your airways. I shut down your metadata files. I shut down your audio, your video, and your surveillance over the people of God. In the name of Jesus, and I loose front sights on their weapons, and I loose rear sights, and I call upon our Father, who is our rear guard, that not only is he watching our front, our back, but our sides, in the name of Jesus. Father God, I loose the angelic armies that are assigned to our movement, that are assigned to our kingdom mandates, that are assigned to our kingdom marriages, that are assigned to our children, that are assigned to the manifestation of your divine will that has been written in the book of destiny over our lives in the name of Jesus. Father God, we say today that it is so, that you are the God of yea and amen. And so we thank you, Father, for the receipt, R-E-C-I-P-T, for the receipt of the weapons, for the receipt of your glory, for the receipt of your victory in the name of Jesus. And we receive your glory. We receive your keys. We receive your open doors in the name of Jesus. And we destroy the enemy. Alana says she keeps seeing gold keys falling. Gold keys. Gold keys. Receive your keys, sons. This is not gender specific. I'm speaking to the sons of God. Receive your keys. Receive. Glory to God. Receive. Woo, Jesus. Receive. My God. Come on, Tay Love. She said, I just saw a quick focus. Zoom in. Sniper. Precision, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. I see the back of an angel preparing a command of assignment. Woo! Come on, Holy Ghost. Receive, receive, Open your eyes. Open your eyes. Open your eyes in the spirit. Open your eyes in the spirit. Open your eyes and receive. 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 Liz on TikTok, she said she's receiving our keys. Receive. Receive. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Woo! We thank you, Lord. We thank you, Jesus. May you be glorified. Welcome, Samantha. You're new here. Welcome, Samantha. Come back and see us. Someone says they see x-ray vision and headwear. They see some x-ray. Come on now. Come on now, Rose. X-ray vision and headwear. Rindele benso rabato. Rimbandele man. So much artillery. Brandy says it just keeps coming. Come on. Come on. Come on. Come on. Pray that thing through. Pray it through, saints. Pray with me. Don't stop praying. As you're seeing and typing, don't stop praying. Recanto rambalamanso. I want a puppy dog, says. I see a sniper crouching low in deep camouflage, and it's me. My God. Come on. Come on. Come on. Yes, God. Yes, God. Cheyenne on TikTok, she says, I see the enemy putting their weapons down. Cheyenne, come on, come through, Holy Ghost. Come through. She says she see the enemy putting his weapons down. The enemy, he cannot stand against the Almighty. The enemy cannot stand against the Almighty. Even the kingdom of darkness, they putting their weapons down. Caitlin said on TikTok, I see a shield and a helmet. Ricotto, come on, y'all. Get y'all armor. Get your weapons. Get your artillery. Get your sights. Get it, get it, get it, get it, get it. Go in Jesus' name. Come on, come on, come on. I see the angels still moving in the spirit. I see the angels still moving in the spirit. I see the angels still moving in the spirit. Rose said they have to retreat for a new attack method, but can't figure out how to. Woo! My God! Come on, hedge of protection. Come on, come on, come on. The enemy is trying to retreat and they don't know what to do. Lord, scatter the enemy. Send them to confusion. Right now, in the name of Jesus, Cheyenne, we are sitting under an open heaven. Yes, we are. Yes, we are. Liz World on TikTok, she said she sees recon. She sees recon. Recanto randela manso. She said, thank you, Father. I see that too. She sees that they are surrendering. She sees that the kingdom of darkness is surrendering. Ekota rambandoloboso. Scatter them, 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 scatter them in the name of Jesus. Loose your fire, Lord. 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 Hallelujah. 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 Caitlin Marie says she sees the enemy bowing down. There's a lot on TikTok. Y'all are seeing the same thing. Y'all are seeing the enemy bowing. She says she also sees the enemy surrendering. She sees the enemy surrendering. Woo! Listen, listen, listen. Thank you, Father. Begin to call up some praise. Begin, because the victory is mine. Say it loud and say it proud. This ain't LGBTQ Pride Month. Listen, we gonna say it loud. We gonna say this ain't Black History Month. Listen, we are moving in the glory of God. And we give God glory. I want you to begin to send up some hand claps, some words of praise, some thank yous, some hallelujahs. The battle is won. The Lord has fought. The Lord has spoken. The blood of Jesus has covered us. The enemy has surrendered. They have bowed down. They have placed their weapons on the ground. They are totally surrounded. They are destroyed in the name of Jesus. It is done. Hallelujah. It is done. I see a bloody battlefield. Woo, Jesus. Woo, I see a bloody bloodbath. I see a battlefield. Woo, Jesus. Jehovah Gabor, the God of war. The God of war. The God of war. Thank you, Jesus. You are great. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Essence on YouTube said she sees legions of angels warring with swords. The belongings, the keys, and treasures that belong to us are falling out of the enemy's hands. They lost their grip. Hallelujah. Woo, come on, legions. Return it back. Give it back. Come on now. Give it back. Give the saints their stuff back. In the name of Jesus. Scatter them. Yes, yes. Yes, yes. Thank you, Father. Hallelujah. The enemy is fleeing. Hallelujah. In Jesus' mighty name. In Jesus' mighty name. In Jesus' mighty name. Come on, restoration. Let's go. Let's go. Yes, we are getting the spoils. We are getting the spoils. Receive. Receive by faith. Receive by faith. Receive by faith. He's repairing the breaches. Yes, he is. I saw that too. Receive by faith. Brittany says she wants all her stuff back. Ma'am, you got it in Jesus' name. You got it in Jesus' name. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. 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 We thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. We thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. We thank you, Lord. We thank you, Lord. Yes, Liz. She said, thank you for fighting for the things, the house, the finances, the family, and the business. Little mama says she feels the Father. And she is in tears. Go ahead and let it flow. Go ahead and let it flow. Allow the Holy Spirit to touch you, woman of God. Allow the Holy Spirit to touch you. Let your tears flow. Let your tears flow. Let your tears flow. Let your tears flow. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Yes, Cheyenne, you are welcome. I'm obedient to the Father and I'm about my Father's business. Yes, it is my honor, my duty, my privilege to serve you in Jesus' name. Yes, 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 yes. You've been strong in warfare. Keep going. Yes, he will never leave us, nor will he ever forsake us. We thank you, Father, for the victory, oh God. We thank you, Father, for the victory. We thank you, Father, for the spoils. Gather your spoils. Yes, 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 yes. Gather your spoils. Yes, God. Woo, Cheyenne says she sees barren wombs being restored. Barren wombs. If you have a barren womb, that could be both male and female. If you have a barren womb, the Lord is restoring it right now in the name of Jesus. The Lord is restoring it. Woo, Jesus. Woo, come on, come on, come on. Fruit of the womb, fruit of the womb, come forth. Fruit of the wombs 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 come forth in the name of Jesus. Now, 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 now. Now, Liz said her eyes are going through a deliverance. My Jesus. She said something sticky. Something sticky. Come on, come on, come on, come on. Loose, 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 loose her eyes. 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 We decree and declare deliverance and clarity, sight, vision in the name of Jesus, Liz. Liz, we decree and declare that your eyes have been cleansed, have been washed, and are clear. We decree and declare your deliverance, that it come forth now in the name of Jesus. Yes, God. Caitlin says she sees a pitcher of healing anointing oil being poured out on the wounded. Yes, 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 yes. New vision, new sight, new clarity. New vision, new sight, new clarity. Deliverance in your eyes, Liz. Yes, you will not see blurry. I bind blurriness. I bind blurriness in the name of Jesus, and I command that blurriness leave her eyes right now in the name of Jesus. And I loose the clarity and the sight of the living God of the Lord right now to fill her eyesight in the name of Jesus. I remove every veil from her eyes in the name of Jesus. I remove every sticky substance and situation in the name of Jesus. Loose her eyes in Jesus' name. I command and demand that whatever is hindering and blocking her eyesight in the realm of the spirit and manifested itself in the natural, I demand and I command right now in the name of Jesus that it come up, that it come out right now by fire in the name of Jesus and go into the abyss. And I loose sight, clarity, and vision to be clear. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Thank you, Jesus. Jessica said she just took a holy oil bath. My God, my God, my God, my God. We got new scopes. We got new sights, new vision. Jesus, pictures of healing, anointings tonight in the name of Jesus. New weapons in the name of Jesus. New technologies in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah, God. We thank you. We thank you. We thank you. Hi, Don. Hi. I don't know if she's still there. Hi, woman of God. Hello, sis. How are you? Yes, blind eyes be open. Hallelujah. Yes, God. Yes, God. Yes, God. Yes, God. Yes, God. Hallelujah. 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 Glory be to God. Glory be to God. Glory be to God. Yes, thank you, Jesus. 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 Yes, blind eyes be open. Yes, yes, yes. Yes, thank you, Jesus. Yes, yes, yes. Thank you for those that are here for the first time. Thank you for joining us. Hey, sis, I see you. Say, yes, I'm here. You're great. Good, good, good. I love you. God bless you. Glory be to God. Glory be to God. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you for what you've done. Thank you for what you're doing. And thank you for what's yet to come. Thank him. Just thank him. As we prepare to close out today, woo, God moved mightily today. Listen, our daddy made moves in the spirit. My God, my God, if you are called to this ministry or you feel led to join and partner with us here, we are going to have a 12-hour mid-year breakthrough of prayer. Those who are on TikTok, you cannot see what's on YouTube over here, but we are partnering with the Holy Ghost for healing, for deliverance, for prophecy, for 12 hours straight, 6 a.m. to 6 p.m. Central Standard Time. Set your clocks. Save the date. Listen, we are going forth in the things of God. The Lord has already revealed to me the digital revival that will be catapulted from this day of prayer, the blessings and the breakthrough that is coming forth from this urgent and imminent time. We are going to set the regions free and the things that the enemy's holding on to. We are going forth to receive and move in the mighty works of God, miracles, signs, and wonders online. Oh my, in the name of Jesus. So make sure you mark your calendars, you set your notifications on your phones, on your TV, on your YouTube, because we will be on Facebook and we'll be on YouTube. And we are partnering with the Holy Ghost, and he finna have his way, because that's what he say he gonna do. So, you know, whatever he say is what we gonna do. So that's what we showing up for. I see some of you excited and expecting. So please, I'm looking forward to seeing you all on Saturday. This Saturday, a few days from now, we will be fasting as well. So if you feel led to partner with us as we fast, please fast with us. Please fast with us. We will be praying. We will be fasting in the name of Jesus from 6 to 6. So please make sure you follow me on YouTube if you want to be a part of the day's events, because we're not able to broadcast to TikTok. So I will go live. I will come on TikTok, but you won't be able to see the other guest intercessors. So preferably y'all will come and commune with us, fellowship with us, and pray with us. It's going to be a Holy Ghost feel good time. That's this Saturday, June the 8th, 6 a.m. to 6 p.m. Glory be to God. If you feel led to sow a seed into this ministry and you are preparing for some things, you want to plant some things, you're in agreement with some things, the Holy Spirit's talking to you tonight about putting some seeds in some soil and praying and pushing that thing through. We saw a lot of activity tonight in the realm of the spirit. And so we just thank God for what he is doing. And even those that want to give but can't give, I pray that the Lord looses your finances in any space and place that the enemy has tried to attack your finances in the name of Jesus. You can go to Cash App at $FlawedFree. That's Cash App is $FlawedFree. If you want to give on our secure site, we have Givly, Tithely, PayPal, all of the things. You can do that at theflawedandfree.com/give. That's theflawedandfree.com/give. If someone could please put that in the chat, I'd appreciate that. Theflawedandfree.com/give. And the Cash App is $FlawedFree. And so some people like Zelle. If you want to give through Zelle, you can give at info@theflawedandfree.com. That's info@theflawedandfree.com. So let me put it in the chat. Okay. So that's $FlawedFree. And again, theflawedandfree.com/give. Thank you, Keisha. I appreciate you for putting the Cash App in there for us, and for the link. Thank you very much. theflawedandfree.com/give. Thank you for all of you that joined us tonight in prayer. God moved mightily. He moved mightily tonight. I want you to remember to set your sights in prayer. Set your sights in Jesus' name. As Prophetess Anisha said, eyes are the new currency. Come on now. We're tapping into some kingdom currency in the realm of the spirit. Glory be to God. Listen, I hear some ching-changing. I hear some moving. I hear some doors opening in the name of Jesus. Glory be to God. So thank you, Jesus. Thank you for what you're doing in our lives. We give you honor. We give you glory. We give you praise. Until next week, same time, same place, Tuesday, 7 p.m. Central Standard Time. Let's get it in these spiritual streets. Let's make moves. But I'll see you on Saturday. For those that are joining on Saturday, you'll see me on Saturday. And we'll be back here yet again. Oh, my God. Back at it again. We finna pull up on the devil again. We finna pull up. And our daddy finna pull up with us. and he finna wreck shop. You understand? He finna wreck shop because that's what he does. Our daddy, he wrecks shop in these streets. Listen, he don't play about his daughters and his sons. What? Baby, he don't like us to be touched. So our daddy coming through. Believe that. He coming through in the name of Jesus. He coming through for us. He coming through. How many of you know him as your Lord and Savior? My God, that deserves a shout. Glory be to God. Glory be to God. I love you. 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 I love you with the love of Christ. I love you. I love you. Saints, sisters, sons, I love you. I love you. I love you. I love you. See y'all Saturday. Peace.
Thank you for listening and allowing us to be a part of your spiritual journey and growth in Christ. Listen to fresh new episodes weekly on Wednesdays to be equipped with the tools, knowledge, and strategies needed to dispossess the enemy, take dominion, and be delivered into the promises of God. No more wilderness wanderings, warriors. Walk in your purpose and discover your identity where you are free to be me, flawed and free. If you were blessed and empowered by today's show, we would appreciate your sown seed of support through donations and charitable giving as led by the Holy Spirit. You can go now to theflawedandfree.com/give. That's theflawedandfree.com/give. Or you can cash app us at $flawedfree. On Cash App. We are a nonprofit organization with a 501c3 designation. So all gifts, donations, and sown seeds of support that are given are also tax deductible. Thank you for your seed, for we know that it is placed in good soil, and we pray that you agree. So God bless and live your best life in Christ. Love you later. Till next time.